That's good old Jello Biafra and the Dead Kennedys. One of those old punk rock groups you get exposed to when you're my age. And Jello Biafra, darling of the kind of goofball left. But, you know, it's funny stuff. And so that you and I was just talking about the Kosher Reich. It's funny that I had that song scheduled to play. Now, back to this Tommy Robinson thing, because this is a connection to InfoWars and Paul Joseph Watson, who interviews this guy kind of very regularly, which I find that interesting that this guy's on a tank and hanging out with the IDF, and he's an EDL guy and so forth and so on. And so just something to keep your eye on. And his name and his passport looks like Paul Harris. And then the Middle East eyes out in the guy as Stephen Yaxley Lennon. So he's looks like he's a sheep dip type. It's quite interesting. That's Ian Greenhalgh on VT. Now, might as well get into this for a second. Gordon Duff over at Veterans Today. Basically, he's fed into the Trump is the new chancellor, the, you know, kind of MSNBC level, you know, rhetoric that Trump is a Nazi figure. You know, he's going to be the American version of Hitler. And if you look at, you know, Trump's, you know, Duff's, all of his articles, you'll see this. And so Duff saying schools across Ohio reporting incidents of ethnic students being abused and bullied by Trump supporters. Most abused are girls and Jewish students, though it's not being reported. Hispanic and African-American males are seldom bothered. You can guess why. And where there are Muslim students, they are seldom a minority. The Israeli press is reporting the abuse, but there's no reporting in the U.S. Yeah, if let me get this straight, Duff. If a white person does anything wrong, it doesn't get reported. Nobody suppresses that, Duff. That's just everywhere for everybody to find, right? So it's just, I mean, this stuff, you know, and at the same time, there's some interesting stuff that Duff's been dropping about the whole Macedonia angle and all these basically Israeli operatives and Macedonian operatives that were like running all these pro-Trump websites and all this. And who knows? And he's trying to say WikiLeaks was coming out of Macedonia, et cetera, et cetera. But I wanted to cover this. I don't want to get too caught up in stuff. Let's get clip 7 ready. Here's another angle, and this is one of the YouTubers I kind of keep up on, and he doesn't think Obama's going to leave office. Let's hit clip 7.
I just saw this latest headline from a couple days ago where Obama is now considering martial law because of mass riots. There's so many twists and turns taking place. I've said it throughout the years, going way back, that I believe Obama will stay in office one way or another. Doesn't matter about Hillary Clinton and Trump. You're just basically stooges, part of the game. But what it all comes down to, I believe it's all going to be about Obama. We have this countdown going on with Obama's last day, of course, being January 20, 2017. And everything before that, I believe, is just nothing more than theater, which will lead Obama to remain in office, basically head of the New World Order. So all this talk about Trump and the assassination, who knows? I believe that's highly likely. That's a highly likely scenario. But then I see it pushed all over. You know, Alex Jones, even some mainstream newspapers such as the New York Times are talking about it as well. We just have to wait and see this game of making predictions, you know, exactly how it's all going to basically unfold, unravel. It's not a very good business to be in, because unless you have the script, you're not going to know what's going to take place exactly. But one thing I want to point out here as well.
All right, go ahead.
Again, remember.
Let's stop it there. So there's still people that think that this window between the selection and the inauguration, that there is something that the, I guess, Alinskyite faction has up their sleeve in order to cause some sort of an emergency scenario, whether it's a bio, nuke, power grid, I don't know, war. It's just hard to say, but keep your eyes open. I think it is a very fragile time, depending on what the money changers really want. So just wanted to throw that out there. Now, Duff from the 10th, new 9/11 information in, Israel rigs an election. So they're talking about 10 million missing Democrat votes. The plan was for Trump to announce he wouldn't accept the election results, to charge Democrats with rigging the election. He already knew the fix was in and was saying what he said. Nobody could make the same charges, though true. This is taught in every law school. 10 million Democratic votes simply disappeared. And the Russian hackers and the Mossad. Let me say this. Oh, I was breaking up. Okay. 10 million Democrat votes simply disappeared, and the predicted landslide victory of Hillary was stolen courtesy of very real Russian hackers and the Mossad. Well, Tim Kaine couldn't get 20 to 30 people to show up to a rally. Hillary, even with the help of stars, couldn't get very many people to any of these rallies. So I just don't, I find this hard to believe that I just think there was a general apathy in the for this just crap candidate. And I was talking about this on another program earlier. It's like Hillary almost was just so unattractive as a candidate. It was, because some of us were talking about Trump being a stalking horse for Hillary, but maybe it was the other way around. You present Hillary with this baggage from the 90s. I mean, Janet Reno, she dies mysteriously the day before the selection. I mean, so much weird stuff. But like Jonna Shalala, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, all the whack jobs that surrounded Hillary during the first two terms of Bill. It was just an unsavory, so many scandals, Chinagate, Travelgate, Whitewater, Vince Foster, Ron Brown, on and on. Hillary was just the worst of the worst candidate. And Bernie, this commie, that just shows how dumb the American people are to where this guy could have probably whooped Trump in a real election, because Americans are that wedded to the government teat to the point where everybody wants to be a dependent instead of saying, you know what, get government out of all of these industries and the prices will go down. The quality will go up. I mean, healthcare. I mean, all these things. I mean, how do you like it when you go to a store and you're paying hard-earned money for your groceries and some person swipes that SNAP or EBT card and their cart's full? And then you see them go out and they get into an Escalade or something, and they're wearing $200 Air Jordans. I mean, people, if they would spend as much energy just being an honest person and providing for their own rather than doing all the research necessary to maximize to get free stuff off the backs of others. I mean. And then they wonder why that, like, they get negative energy and karma into their life, sowing negative you know, they sow out this injustice by stealing, and then they wonder why bad things happen to them. It's just silly. Let's see here. Let me play this real quick. I thought this was a good few minutes just to kind of remind everybody of the jacked up system we live in. This is Mark Passio. He used to be a host on this network, and he was on Oracle. But let's hit clip four. He makes some really good points here.
I mean, people involved in promoting politics and violence through government is at an all-time high. I mean, my doorbell has not stopped ringing nonstop by people from political organizations coming to people's homes to try to persuade them to get involved in the process of voting for a master. I mean, and they think they're doing something good, and they have looked into nothing. If you talk to these people, they know nothing about anything. They don't know about geoengineering. They don't know about genetically modified food. They don't know about the dangers of pharmaceuticals. They don't know about the dangers of the established medical system. They know nothing about fractional reserve banking. They don't know anything about the Federal Reserve System. They know absolutely zero about the occult, and if you say the word, they run away. This is another big distraction and another huge disservice to humanity. The New Age movement that has taught all kinds of absolutely erroneous spiritual concepts to people is what's allowing this evil to continue to reign unchallenged. You know, the idea that we shouldn't be angry, the idea that we shouldn't want any kind of retribution against these people for the absolute horrific evil that they have done unto children. I mean, when you, I highly encourage people, just watch the video Conspiracy of Silence. Watch the video Who Took Johnny? Read the book The Franklin Cover-Up. And you will understand that these are people in the positions of power in this reality, and they are absolute pedophile Satanists. They are raping and murdering small children. Read the new Podesta email leaks that came out of WikiLeaks, okay? Understand they have an entire system of child trafficking set up in this nation, that they have code words that they use in their emails to describe small boys and small girls that they are trafficking amongst each other. John Podesta himself saying, my partner is out. Emailing somebody, my partner is not here for the night. I want pizza for an hour. I mean, who even talks like that? Who says you want pizza for an hour? You know, you don't say you want pizza for an hour. You might say you want pizza in an hour. And who orders pizza only when their partner is gone? You know, this the word pizza in the whole pedophilia rings has been a known code word for a small girl for decades in the black web and in the black market community, the criminal black market community. You know, they're talking about pasta and hot dogs. You know, well, you think the elite of the world are eating hot dogs and pizza? You don't think they're going to the finest dining restaurants in the world with the finest foods and finest wines and stuff like that? Like, do you really think they're sitting at home emailing each other about whether they're going to have hot dogs or pizza for dinner? I mean, you got to be an absolute mental midget. You have to be the biggest moron on earth if you think they're not talking about the trafficking of children. You know, what do you think he's going to have for an hour? It's not going to be pizza, okay? And you know, you look at all the other leaked documents that came out about how they blackmail people up to the level of presidency. As in Nixon, all these new documents on Nixon being involved in pedophilia have just recently come out. Involved with the former Australian prime minister who brought young girls to service Richard Nixon on his plane, on his private plane in Australia. The girl drew vivid images of being led up to the runway to the plane, going up the stairs of the plane, onto the plane, Richard Nixon being on the plane, and then being forced to perform sexual acts with Richard Nixon, a 10-year-old girl. I mean, it's hideous that this has gone on for over a century and is continuing to go on today. There's no change in any of this. This is continuing as rampantly as it ever went on. And, you know, everybody's just trying to make excuses. They say, oh, no, this isn't evidence of pedophilia. Nonsense. It's not even somebody being a naive child about it or being fearful about it. They like it the way that it is. I'm the person who's going to say these people are as black-hearted evil who ignore this as the people who are doing the crime. I mean, just think about it. Arguably, is it not just as bad for somebody to sit there and watch somebody do a heinous crime if you have the ability to do something about it to stop it as the person who's conducting the violent behavior? It's practically just as bad. Some people say it's not quite as bad. You're not the one actually doing it. You're the one allowing it to continue. That's what's going on here. That's what's going on in America. People completely allowing this absolute hideous behavior to be enacted upon small children. And they're not trying to love these people and storm their homes and take them out and conduct justice upon them. They're not trying to get them arrested and thrown into a prison cell. No, they're making excuses for them and saying, oh, you don't really have proof of that. No, you can't extrapolate what they're talking about. When that's a known code word, when these same words they're using, they didn't even bother to change them, are known code words in the black market community for child trafficking. Because that's what they are. They're child traffickers. They're drug traffickers. That's what they do. They keep pumping all these drugs into society. They're the ones bringing in all these substances into the inner cities. You know, they're pumping in all of these to keep people docile, to keep them docile. They don't want people as awake as somebody like me. They don't want people as ready to take action as somebody like me. No, they want you docile. They want you.
All right, you can stop it. Pretty powerful stuff, though. Gosh, it's just a reminder that this system, this thing, it just, you know, somebody like us that are, I don't want to say we're normal, we're abnormal because we're actually cognizant of the fact that this is going on. But I mean, like normal as far as like we don't have these evil urges like to take the, you know, a child. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, and I never will. And I'm kind of glad, but I mean, these people that partake in this twisted garbage, I tell you, I pray for justice to come swiftly. I mean, gosh, how long is this going to I know it's been going on for time immemorial, but gosh, it's just like it's all bubbling to the surface now. The weird Madame Blavatsky 2.0, Miss Abramovich, and the whole spirit cooking garbage, and the code for the pedophilia. You know, Podesta, this, who knows what he is, studied to be a Jesuit priest, and real crazy. Let's see here. Oh, Trump, I guess on 60 Minutes. I didn't, you know, I was on the radio during then, but supposedly he wants to immediately deport these criminal illegal aliens. And that's like 2 to 3 million people. This kind of purple revolution that we got going on that they're talking about here, this color revolution for the United States. You guys remember when this Lieutenant Colonel Harry Reilly and Pete Santilli and all these guys were going to pull the Operation American Spring? Maybe that was, what, about a year and a half, 2 years ago? This collapsed. Then they had the truckers ride on Washington. It got all jacked up. Well, now it looks like they're going at it from the left angle. Purple color revolution. So we'll talk about some of that when we get back. City Area Radio. Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you want to go. You see, I'm not alive.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Radio. Let's get into these faithless electors clips. I mean, these December 19th, the Electoral College, the electors in all the states are going to meet and do the official Electoral College voting for the presidency and the vice presidency, I guess. So now there's this kind of a concern that all these riots and this purple color revolution is here to get some of these electors to become faithless electors, is what they're called, and switch their votes. Let's start with clip 9, Mr. Producer.
If you don't think that Hilda the Maid Clinton is going to be elected president by the Electoral College on December 19th, then don't watch this video. Otherwise, welcome back to the hypothetical and theoretical discussions of the fake hoax scripted news items that make up your two-dimensional synthetic reality. We call it the reality box. Do you see how powerful the reality box is? Look at Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, all the blue coastal areas, which one day will be wiped out by a tsunami and all those people will be dead. But look at these blue coastal areas and their riots, property damage, fires, burning police cars, beating people up. They're going to keep this up day after day, day after day, day after day. The American public's going to get tired of it. And then the Electoral College is going to meet and everyone's going to say, you know what, let's just put Hillary in there to shut these people up. And then we'll have a civil war. Of course, this was all laid out by Bullwinkle. But before we get to Bullwinkle, I wanted to look at Zachary Hubbard. Now, he's kind of the expert at gematria when it comes to the Jewish Kabbalah. So let's listen in.
Electors can go rogue, which means not follow what the vote was for their state. Then they're called a faithless elector. I meant to check out what that gematria is. I'm just curious. Maybe it'll give us a big clue. Faithless elector. Huh. 69.
69.
Electoral College. 69.
69.
Hillary Clinton, 69.
69.
Never happened before. Could it happen for the 69-year-old Hillary Clinton? The faithless elector?
69. Well, this was all predictively programmed in Bullwinkle and Rocky. I mean, this is clearly obvious what's going to happen.
Let's listen in again.
Nominated. We now open for nomination.
I nominate Captain Peachbutt.
Thank you, Rocky, and I nominate you, too. It's regular mutual nomination society. Any more? Queen Marie, but she doesn't belong to our club. So we lower our standards a little and let her join. Any more nominations? So far, it's Rocky, Captain Peachbutt, and Queen Marie.
Bullwinkle.
Thank you, Rock. I accept the nomination. Nominations are now closed. Now the rugged campaign starts.
Okay, I hope that is educational and tutorial for you to see that this is a mutual nomination society. You can't go through the entire Bullwinkle episode, but you get the gist. We'll have more later. In fact, I might even give you a little bit of a treat.
You can stop that one there, Mr. Producer. But, I mean, it's something to keep your eyes open and peeled for. I mean, that's a pretty big stunt. I mean, that would be freaky if these jerks pull that. But, I mean, there's all these goofball pop stars. And I'm going to play another clip on the other side of the break because we got another break coming up. But, you know, very creepy stuff. See you guys on the other side.
Spend all day and night so much time. I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart. Looking for a stone with your name.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, so faithless electors. Mr. Producer, get clip 10 ready. This is another one from Acton, but it's ties in with, like, Lady Gaga and this weird trash. Go ahead and hit clip 10.
Well, it keeps coming up that the faithless electors need to dump Donald Trump, and if they're all Republican electors, they could vote in Mike Pence. Mike Pence could be the next president of the United States, and it wouldn't be a violation of any state law if the Electoral College voted for Mike Pence. Isn't that great? And that might be the secret plan, the secret Illuminati agenda. Lady Gaga and all her fans are demanding that Donald Trump not be the president of the United States. And you know, Lady Gaga carries a lot of power, and she represents the divine satanic Illuminati femininity. So it's, let's get rid of men and let's bring in women. Or at least let's feminize men. And you see, Mike Pence is ready to go. Uh-oh, Mike Pence has got some baggage. Mike Pence is anti-LGBTQAMFM. Well, you know, Indiana passed that weird law. Indiana said if you buy cakes, you have to support LGBTQ. Remember that about 2 years ago? So obviously everybody in Indiana is a racist, misogynist, KKK, white supremacist member. Yeah, it's too bad that they brought in Mike Pence. Oh, and the Secretary of State from Ohio, he's also on the transition team, and he said that gayness was like kleptomania. Wow. It looks like you anti-LGBTQ AM and FM people are really going to get Lady Gaga upset.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. But there's a lot of people calling for these electors to not do what they're supposed to come December 19th. Keep your eyes out. Let's have some fun with Alex Jones, Mr. Producer. We're going to do clip 11 next. Jones is basically saying, because some of the inner cities are poor, that black people, because they're black, should get better tax cuts than white people. Let's hit clip 11.
I get Paul, his purity. He wants to change minds and sell free market. I love that. He doesn't want to get in the whole trenches of political promises. And I get him saying, he was alluding to it, Trump's like, I'll give special tax cuts just to black people. And I get the argument, okay, you start compromising and giving people this and that because of what group they are, you've now become as bad as the Democrats. How do you counter them trying to cause a race war and all this division? We want people off the plantation. There's got to be 40 acres and a mule. Most black folks never got the 40 acres and a mule. So if it's their own tax money, I don't see it as a freebie. I want everybody's taxes cut. But if we can use political correctness to get somebody's taxes cut, I'll do it.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. That's just like Georgetown offering like reparations. You don't have to pay as much in tuition, black person, because you're black. You see, we're gonna give you some a lesser tuition because of your color. I mean, and Alex Jones, I mean, he's got some good points, but damn, that just really, I heard him say that. Mr. Producer, let's go with clip 12.
We have to double down. We have to support not fake affirmative action that's race-based, but we have to support Trump and his ideas for tax incentives for inner cities and tax cuts specifically, because that's people's own money. It's not taking somebody else's money and giving it to them. It's letting folks that have been put at a disadvantage have an advantage of keeping more of their own money. We have to be the real liberals. I think Paul Scott cut out. I wanted him to have a final comment to maybe reconnect with him, but there's so many points to go over, so many angles. I want to thank the audience, though, and we should have some celebration. Just my head spinning. There's so many angles to this, and obviously I'm exhausted. About 3 hours sleep last night.
All right, you can stop there. Now, let's move on to clip 13, Mr. Producer.
Though, stirred up her race garbage. In her speech, and all her surrogates who get direct orders from them are in hyperdrive right now, saying this is a white lash and white people are bad. They don't want minorities, though the majority now, to have the birthright of guns and private property and everything that comes with the West. Listen, white people aborted all their kids. We don't deserve to have the future. Fine, I'm just a person. I don't care what color you are. Just don't be brainwashed and on some frickin' plantation. Devin McGinnis is a movie star, founder of Vice, and of course, big TV host, radio host, great guy. Everybody from 60-year-old women to my 14-year-old son and 12-year-old daughter love him. We'll be talking to him. He'll be popping in a moment from their headquarters in New York. But first, here is what I mentioned from the compilation.
It gets better and better. Now here's the crown jewel. Go ahead and hit clip 14.
And understand, I wouldn't care if we brought in 30, 40 million people from Latin America if they don't have criminal backgrounds and they're hardworking. That's, we need people. That's fine with me. The great, wonderful, but they bring in many of the unwashed. The politicos, they bring them in, they brainwash them, they piss them off, they turn them into communist and socialist and La Raza. And listen, you were born in Guatemala, you lived there until you were eight, with your dad and mom and the rest of the family, and you grew up on the streets of Guatemala City. And I mean, I remember when you were a kid, you'd be staying with us, like you dream in Spanish back then. I hear somebody talking in Spanish, wake up, you in the bunk bed next to me. And you've been a DJ, and before that a bartender and all the jobs. I mean, you've experienced, because you speak fluent Spanish, the type of racist stuff. It's not most people who speak Spanish, but it's a good percentage. They're just like everybody else. There's racists out there. But there's this attitude, and they're always shocked when you come back at them with Spanish. But this is just the reality. This is going on. This isn't about Spanish-speaking people conquering America. It's about coming in and being run by the Ford Foundation and by globalists like George Soros and being used to kill a birthright that if you become a citizen of lower taxes and guns and freedom and what made America great. And if you look at Hispanic culture on average, it's one of the most compatible systems of what the real culture is with Americana. In fact, you see Hispanics love Americana. In fact, everybody else is abandoning it. It seems to be Hispanics that are embracing it. So it's this juxtaposed of Hispanics that aren't in these brainwashing camps and ever go out and have a job and live or successful and love it, but the New World Order is totally betting on you to win and bring down the country. I'm asking, how do we bet on you to save it and be the future that you are? It's your country. It's going to be 70% Hispanic in like 30 years. It's yours. Are you going to let them con you out of stealing it and blowing it up? I mean, this is crazy. So what do you want to say, Buckley?
Well, I think that's a great point because they're there.
Yeah, I'm not against bringing 40 million of them in here. It's yours. you're going to be a this, you're going to be that. It's yours. Come take it. No, you see, I mean, it's toxic, toxic. Really, really crazy to listen to that. So Jones isn't about stopping the immigration. He just wants to make sure that they all like the Second Amendment and are free market and liberty-minded people. And then the other guy goes on to say that basically everybody coming from Central and South America is a conservative. That's BS. Tons of them are socialists. Tons of them want to be on the dole. Yeah, there's plenty of hardworking people that want to have businesses and the rest of it. But come on. That's just, it's just propaganda. And the thing is with Trump, there's so many parallels to the Reagan thing. And I think we might go after some of the criminals. But I think that there's going to be some sort of an amnesty that's coming. I just have this feeling. So we got to keep our eyes on this. The softening of the agenda. So I wanted to get to this as well. The Jesuits and their part in this refugee crisis in Europe, especially. Issam, the Muslim altar boy, convicted of sexual assault. Issam, a prisoner of the Busto Arsizio Penitentiary, had a special role to play. Before the Novus Ordo Mass began, they call it mess, he alone washed the hands of Francis in the sacristy. Issam asked one request on the trip of his warden to bring along his Muslim prayer rug and say his prayers. He did this once on the way from the prison to the Vatican and once somewhere on the premises of the Vatican. Issam, a 34-year-old refugee, hailed originally from Morocco but was smuggled 20 years ago into Italy from Libya. This has been going on forever, folks. Once he arrived in Europe, he entered school and graduated. Then he became an alcoholic and drug addict who committed a slew of crimes to feed his addictions. Issam said, "It seems strange to say, but being in prison has saved me. I was arrested 6 years ago for a heap of crimes, and I still have 4 more years to be served. Behind bars, I was strengthened in the Muslim faith and had since childhood, and this has changed me. Now I study Quran. I do not do drugs. I do not drink. I have found inner peace." I'm going to stop there for a second. See, here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize about these guys that come out of the Muslim countries into this kind of libertine Europe. Culturally, they're just not ready for it. Okay. Look, he became an alcoholic and drug addict. Okay. So he comes from a kind of a country where booze and all that stuff is not readily available nearly at the level in Europe. And then these guys, they get all tanked up on New Year's Eve. They're not used to it. They're out acting a plumb fool, running roughshod. I mean, you're already kind of programmed with an ideology that's occupational. You know, Islam on a lot of levels, that it's an expansionist kind of mindset that we're taking over wherever we go. It's clearly in Islamic teachings. It's in the Quran and the Hadiths and so forth and so on. And so then these guys get a buzz, and then they're all running around up in Europe, and then they end up in the joint, and then the prisons get full of these type of people. Back to the article. Thanks to Jorge Rondon Santos, who sent us this information. Issam's full name is Issam al-Jihad. He is serving his time in jail for sexual assault, trespassing, aggravated assault, and stalking. Issam repeatedly tried to rape a young Romanian woman living in his apartment building. And there's this thing with this sexual targeting of others as well, which is, you know, in their countries, it's just par for the course. Okay, a woman gets raped, she gets punished in many of these countries. When the prisoners met Francis, Issam was chosen by his fellow inmates to present Francis with the gift they had made for him in the prison's bakery, a chocolate key of St. Peter's. Asked why he wanted to be an altar boy, Issam replied, "To make people understand that we Muslims are different from what some would have you believe. We are for peace." Well, not when you were drunk and a drug addict some years back. If the Pope pray in mosque, why shouldn't I do it in the Vatican? I remain Muslim, but together we can pray for each other, for peace, for the world. And this Sunday, I did this. Of Francis, he excitedly said. His words took away my breath. He prayed for us prisoners. We heard him say, "We are no longer the last, the excluded." Don't expect Islam to abandon his religion and convert anytime soon. I remain a Muslim, but I believe in dialogue and respect. Well, that's great, but a lot of them don't. It just depends on what sect and what particular preacher that they go and see at the mosque and so forth and so on. Let's recap what Francis has done since his reign began. He's been a champion of Muslims entering Europe without proper papers. Let Muslims live in churches and parish halls. All kinds of horrors have happened. Told the countries of Europe to build bridges and tear down walls, meaning don't enforce your immigration laws. In a mosque, he faced Mecca and prayed. Listen to the Quran being prayed in a mosque in a short sermon on how to read the Bible through the lens of the Quran. He's had a Muslim altar boy. Very crazy stuff, all right? And I wanted to read this one on Trump and the Vatican II sect. On November 8, Trump was elected the 45th president of the United States. Since Francis is not only the Vatican II Church's pretend pope, but also the de facto head of state of Vatican City, diplomatic relations between the two countries will inevitably be affected one way or another. Now, I just wanted to kind of do an aside here. Ronald Reagan is the president that normalized relations with the Vatican, and then we swapped ambassadors and so forth and so on. I think that happened in 84. In 84, when Reagan was inaugurated, he broke protocol and faced the Washington Monument to be sworn in. Okay. Now, there was all these people that freaked out about that. A lot of the hardcore Protestant researchers and people that watch, Vatican skullduggery, because they said when you see a president swear in facing the obelisk, which resembles the obelisk at St. Peter's, okay, Basilica in Rome. They told everybody to be freaked out. Then you'll know basically the United States is under the complete sway of Rome. And like I say, Rome with the secret hand of the kosher Nostra up it, due to the penetration and the complete basically gutting of the Good Friday prayer, for instance, where they used to talk about praying. They would pray for the perfidious Jews in the Good Friday prayer up until they changed it after Vatican II. It was clear to anyone who could read between the lines, or sometimes even just the lines themselves, that Trump wasn't exactly Francis's favorite candidate. And like I said, was this another reverse psyop? Okay, everybody knew, like in the kind of Bible prophecy, Christian Zionist world, that Francis really is not looked upon too favorably because of his immigration policies, the far left kind of liberation theology world of the Jesuits in Central and South America, which you could basically equate with socialism, communism. You know, Tim Kaine, his little time in Honduras with the Jesuits. I was thinking, you know, this is what fascinates me about this December 19th thing. Is there going to be some sort of weird skullduggery where they try to throw in somebody else? Cain, Pence, Hillary, whatever. It's just a weird set of circumstances. And then you've got this purple color revolution going. Very hard to kind of gauge what's going to happen. We remember especially the brilliant comment Francis made in February of this year about Trump's expressed intent to build a wall at the border to stop the flow of illegal immigration in the United States from Mexico. Francis, building walls is not Christian. The great irony here was, of course, that Francis himself, dwelling in Vatican City, lives behind what are perhaps the entire world's biggest walls surrounding any country. So how will the build-the-wall president-elect and the hypocritical tear-down-all-walls pope pretender get along? Below, we have collected a number of current articles, blah, blah, blah. So Trump wins the Catholic vote in election that awoke a religious feeling. So Trump overwhelmingly supposedly won a lot of Catholic vote. Vatican hopes a Trump presidency will promote peace amid conflicts. National Catholic Register. America is splitting in two after Trump's victory. The Catholic Herald. Pretty fascinating. And that kind of parallels some of the research I was doing on some of these other writers that say basically Trump is going to oversee the balkanization of the United States into these various factions. The failure of both political parties presents church leaders with a unique opportunity to speak for the concerns of Americans. Okay, the results of the American election have come as a surprise to many, as with other recent votes, the confident predictions of polls and commentators have been shown to be woefully out of touch with the reality of how the Democratic majority of people actually feel. Now, I wanted to talk about this towards the end of the show as well. You see, I'm sure many of you have seen how the New York Times says, oh my gosh, we really screwed up. We need to really try to become more accurate. You know, and I wanted to talk about this, the overhaul or realignment of the American Zio media. Okay, their profits are in free fall, belly up. Nobody's trusts the media anymore. Nobody likes it. The mainstream corporate like Wall Street Journal, New York Times, MSNBC, CNN, even Fox. Fox is maintaining because they're the, you know, at least maintaining some semblance of normalcy as far as just like what Americans feel. But even they're screwed up on many levels. So bad profits purposefully sabotaged their accuracy for a bigger purpose. And I made this note earlier. Are we going to see some sort of swing, an attempt to swing the big, you know, organs, the corporate-owned organs? Are we going to see some attempt to for them to swing towards, like, InfoWars, Drudge, Breitbart, WorldNet Daily kind of ville to try to somehow salvage their profit margins? Or, I mean, or were, did they throw everything they could for the sake of trying to get Hillary in? Or was this, like I said before, the biggest reverse psyop ever attempted, where the entire, you know, New York Times and Washington Post and all these big, you know, newspapers of record, did they purposefully just say, throw in the towel and is like, you know what, we're going to throw away our entire reputation? And or is this some way to reorganize this and try to go with a kind of the kosher seal of being edgy and almost, you know, like a soft alt-right, you know, and then is that going to push, you know, the divide, the polarization to the point where, you know, where we do go into full blood in the streets. I mean, it's already bloody out in the streets. The racial violence is pretty one-sided right now, and it's against whites. But are we going to see some sort of MK Ultra kind of pushback that's going to be managed by the usual suspects, to where, you know, Trump leads this new kind of hardcore, you know, kosher approved pro-white, you know, anti-PC, anti-multi-cult movement. All right. So, despite the amazing victory accomplished by Trump and his deplorables, we long ago warned that the globalists who stole away America have no intention whatsoever of simply allowing America to take it back. And while we're hopeful of the next 68 plus days will go by uneventfully, to see what else is now happening across America and worldwide continues to lead us to believe we better be prepared for something huge on the table in the coming months. And I hear the music, I believe. Thing is now in place for the globalists to bring down the global economy and America along with it. Was Trump's election a sign to the globalists that it's now time to bring it all down on Trump's watch? What better way for them to ensure the last America First president than to turn the American people completely against him, blaming him for the mess we're in? Warren has been building and building for decades. So, with Hillary Clinton and Soros launching another color revolution, this time a purple revolution, right here in America, while Soros-style paid street protests take place across the country, we remember the words, "It's not over till the fat lady sings." And may America make it through the next 68-plus days unscathed. Well, here's where the dichotomy is. Am I still on, Mr. Producer? Okay. So here's where the dichotomy is. Are they going to pull a stunt before the inauguration and try to do a continuity thing with Obama and go into emergency operations? Or are they going to wait until the inauguration and then drop the house of cards in on Trump? So this is where the two scenarios we're looking at, and I want to appreciate everybody for listening. I hope I made you think. Hope I gave you a lot of angles. I want to thank Ken down there in Texas and thank all the listeners. Appreciate you guys being there. Hope I'll be here next week. Thanks a lot.